And now, the moment I've been looking forward to. With me in the studio is the UK's leading live music tribute to George Harrison. They perform his best-loved hits from the Beatles, his solo career, and the Travelling Wilburys. It's the George Harrison Project. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Lovely to see you again. We had a visit from you last year, didn't we? And it was a great session then. So let's introduce you one by one. First of all, it's Gary Kenton, who apparently was practically born with a guitar around his neck. He formed his first band, wrote his first song, and made his singing debut at a junior school talent contest at the ripe old age of 10.
That's right.
You've grown up a bit since then, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right, now then also it's Alan, also known as AJ, who started playing the guitar at the age of 12. 6 weeks later, he found himself in his first band, and he's played in bands ever since. Is that right, Alan?
That certainly is, yeah.
Right, I'll call you AJ if that's
please.
All right,
yeah.
Because we've got another Alan, who is an experienced drummer and percussionist, and Alan has been performing a wide variety of live music since the age of 11. Yeah.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you still 11 or are you a bit older now?
Yeah, moved on a bit since.
Right, and then there's Dave. Dave, who's an experienced drummer and percussionist, and is classic... Sorry, I beg your pardon, I got that bit wrong, didn't I? Dave is classically trained to degree level. He's a bass player, an audio engineer, producer and tutor with many years' experience. Yeah, it's no good nodding. Anyway, then there's also Phil, who's not with us today, is he? Now, he's an eclectic musician, equally adept at playing classical piano and double bass, programming synths and conducting musical theatre productions. So what's happened to Phil today?
He's teaching, I think, all day today.
Is he?
He's a busy lad.
Okay.
So, he's, like I say, he's pretty much tied up.
So, welcome back. As I say, you paid us a visit last year, and I've been following your adventures ever since. Let's have a bit of a chat. You seem to be playing bigger and bigger venues, and from what I've seen, most of them seem to be sellouts. Have you been surprised at the demand for tickets you've had?
Yeah, I think we've been very fortunate in the way that we've been supported. I think, as I say, what we have done, I think, is kind of uncovered a lot of sort of genuine George Harrison fans who aren't just Beatle fans or aren't just Travelling Wilburys fans. They really love George. It's been said to us quite often, oh, well, you know, George is our favourite Beatle, and I think that's been quite obvious with people that come into the show, because they really are very familiar with all the discography as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. And you seem to travel all over the country now. I mean, you're getting gigs, a long way away. And my thoughts go back to early Beatles days, when they all piled into the back of a van with all the equipment, and Mal Evans driving, and they all ended up on top of each other, sleeping through the night sometimes. What's touring like for you? Is it a bit like that, or a bit more civilised?
It's probably a bit more civilised, isn't it?
A bit more civilised.
Yeah, I think it is. We all sort of, you know, obviously travel up in our own cars and everything, and we do take our partners and wives with us. They're all part of the team, which is really nice. So it's a nice social kind of, nice social aspect to it as well.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah, but slightly more glamorous than piling in the back of a transit van or laying on top of one another, create the Beatles sandwich, which is what I think they used
to do. That's right, yeah. It sounds like you're going to need a tour bus soon, though, so you can get everything
in. That
would
be nice.
Yeah. Now, you're going to play for us acoustically. On stage, of course, it's the full electric setup, and we have got some recordings of your actual stage performance that we'll hear a bit later. But for now, maybe you could play us a song acoustically, please. What are you going to play us?
Okay, we're going to do a song called I Need You, which was featured in the Beatles film Help. Here we go.
You don't realise how much I need you. Love you all the time and never leave you. Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? I didn't realize, as I looked in your eyes, you told me she told me, don't want my loving anymore. That's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. I need you. I need you.
Hey, lovely stuff. Oh, that's brilliant. Really good. You sure you haven't nicked a recording from A Hard Day's Night and put that in there? No, oh, no, it was Help, wasn't it? That's right, yeah. Brilliant, absolutely great. The George Harrison Project and I Need You. Now, talking of the Beatles, I know you're all huge Beatles fan, and so I have to ask, really, what did you think of the new Beatles song, the last Beatles song, Now and Then, that was released towards the end of last year?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was very apt. I think the title was very apt.
Yeah.
I think the way that technology has kind of managed to bring John's voice out from that original demo is fantastic. And, of course, unknowingly, we also had George's final guitar part on there as well
when
they tried to record it in 95. So, yeah, I think it was great. It's lovely to see it being received the way it was received as well, going to number one.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
And the fastest selling bit of vinyl this century, apparently,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, marvellous.
So fantastic.
Yeah. And is that something you're going to cover? I know it's not sort of typically George, but
we do cover it.
Ah, oh, wow. Okay.
We have been covering it. Yeah, we decided, actually, it's Phil, our keyboard player. It was his idea, and he said that, you know, it's very current, and a lot of people are going to be very aware of it.
Yeah.
And as I say, the important part is, and this is the way we kind of sell it, really, the fact it's got George's final guitar part on there as well, which is fantastic. It's gone down very, very well.
Absolutely fantastic. Right, well, we've got lots more talking to do, but I want to play out a couple of your recordings now, both of them done at live gigs that you've done, I think last October.
September, I think, wasn't it, guys? It was at Terry O'Toole Theatre in Lincoln. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's they're really good recordings, and it gives a really good sort of accurate view of how your show goes, which we're going to talk about in a moment. But first of all, let's listen to these two tracks from a live show. It starts off with Taxman, and then it's All Things Must Pass, which is one of my favourite George songs.
Five percent to pitch.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome, Gary. That was a great performance. Excellent. And just to prove that that was live on stage, you heard the audience at the end of it. It was Taxman, a song written by George for the Beatles' Revolver album. And then one of my personal favourites, All Things Must Pass, from George's mega successful first solo album of the same name. Okay, guys, let's talk about the show itself. I mean, it's more than just a group of musicians playing music. You put a lot into your shows with a video wall, lighting, stories about the songs, and a bit of humour thrown in for good measure. So tell us about the format of the show. They're all looking at each other.
Everybody's looking at me. Well, as I say, we've been very pleased with the way it's been received.
Yeah.
I'd say it has been a lot of work for all of us. The videos which AJ puts together to actually complement the songs that we're playing.
Yeah.
And as I say, and obviously we've got a lighting matrix and everything worked out for what we need for each song, yeah. And as well as obviously we have to physically play everything live as well.
Well, of course, yeah.
It's
yeah.
You know, but as I say, it's involved a lot of work. It's keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
We're trying to evolve it all the time as well to keep it interesting and obviously make it great for when people come along to watch us.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is great.
Well, it is. I've experienced it myself, so I can say that it is great. We really enjoyed it. there's a lot of different aspects to the show. It must take a long time to get everything set up in each different theatre you're in.
Pretty much we've actually kind of refined it a little bit now, haven't we? As I say, we generally sort of roll up about 4 o'clock. We have a good sort of 2.5 hour offload setup, sound check, lighting check and everything else. And we're generally done by around about half past six, we're generally done, which is and gives us half an hour or so before the audience come in.
We set our stuff up ourselves and then we just let our tech guy Andy get on with it.
Yes.
And then we'll let us know when he's ready.
We right. must mention Andy as well. He's listening in today.
Yeah. Well done, Andy.
Well done, Andy.
There'd be nothing without you.
Very quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. So what about your set list? Does it cover the whole of George's career? Tell us a bit about it, how it works out.
So when I put it together originally, it was we wanted to really get the diversity in because we're looking at basically 40 years that he was actively recording, performing. So obviously you've got anything from an early Beatles song like Don't Bother Me or Do You Want to Know a Secret up to All Things Must Pass, which was obviously a major sort of solo part for him. And we've got a few little lesser known songs which are really great as well, sort of squeezed in between things like I Don't Want to Do It, which was written for him by Bob Dylan, for instance.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, and there's the ukulele section as well, which again is probably... From people that come along to watch the show, I think that's probably one of the main highlights, you know.
Yeah, you must have about 3 dozen guitars with you, don't you?
I think it's about 15 out. They're all used for a purpose. It looks good as well as anything else, you know, but as I say, they're all used with a genuine purpose.
Yeah, so here's one you're going to struggle with, I know. Do you have a favourite George song?
So it differs from week to week, doesn't it? Really?
It does, really. I've been asked that one a few times. And like I say, I haven't really got a favourite. I mean, I think all of us kind of enjoy playing the set list, you know, as it is. Yeah. But I suppose if you're going to sort of pin it down for me personally, it might be one of the lesser known ones, like I Don't Want to Do It, which is but I particularly like that as a song. It's not necessarily the best song or whatever it is, but I just like the song.
It's all subjective anyway, isn't it? Yeah. What about the music itself? Is it difficult music to play? I mean, how do you rate George as a guitar player, for example?
Amazing.
AJ, could you just move in a little bit, please? We're losing you.
Yeah. He's just one of the best slide players ever.
Really?
I mean, his tone is amazing. He gets the trouble with playing slide is you have to get spot on with the tone.
Of course.
Which I don't always do. I try my best.
Right.
I don't always do.
Well, that's live music isn't it?
So he was unbelievable. And some of the chords he throws in, you don't get in any other song.
Okay.
You know, because he was taught by a jazz player.
Okay.
So there's a few chords in there you look at them and you just think, what is he playing there? And you have to sit and work it out, you know. It's good fun, but it makes it interesting.
Keeps it interesting.
Well, there's odd time signatures he's got, and again, that's down to the Indian influence that he had as well. So there's a few oddities as far as that goes as well. So it has been challenging, I think, with certain songs, without a doubt.
Well, good. It keeps the old grey matter going,
doesn't it? Yeah, it certainly does.
So I must read a couple of the many excellent reviews for your shows that you've received. How about this one? Had a fabulous evening singing and dancing and enjoying the wonderful sounds. You have done George proud and look forward to seeing you all again. You are on our must-see-again list. Thank you for such a fab night. That was from Sandy Wolford of Witham. And the other one is, my wife and I agreed, probably the best tribute show ever. We thought the vocalist was George, could have listened till the sun up. Singing Happy Birthday, George, was so touching. Thank you, George Harrison Project, for such a wonderful evening. And that was John Turner in Thetford. So,
let's sing Happy Birthday every show.
No, of course not. But great reviews from people who have actually seen the shows. That must be really rewarding for you.
Yeah, as I say, we've been very fortunate, I think, with the way that we've been supported by members of the public. And quite a few of them now have actually seen this multiple times, which is, again, really nice. It's really nice that they do want to come out and see us.
Proper fans.
And you ask us about our favourite George Harrison songs, but the people that come and see the shows, we talk to them after the show and say thanks for coming, and they tell us what their favourites were, and it's a different one every time.
Of course.
And, you know, everybody's got their favourites, and fortunately, we seem to play them.
Very good. So the project is also growing on you. You've now got merchandise available, haven't you? You've got T-shirts and mugs, etc., to sell at gigs and online. How's that side of it going?
Yeah, people want to take something home to remember the show and remember the night. So, we've got some clothing, as you say, T-shirts, hoodies. But we also, and they're all available for people to buy online, but the other bits and pieces like mugs and fridge magnets, we take them to the shows and people buy them at the shows.
Okay, great.
It's proving popular. People like to have a memory.
Yeah, well, you're sitting there yourself in your George Harrison Project hoodie.
I am.
Very resplendent there.
Looks good on radio, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, we'll take some pictures before you go, so put them on the website. Okay, got another live song for us, I believe, and this time it's going to be Alan singing, I think. So what you got for us?
Right, Al, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, we're going to sing, now play a Travelling Wilburys song. It was there. They're the one that kicked them off and really shot them up to stardom, and this is Handle With Care.
Great. I want to hear you singing, Bob.
No, you don't.
Being beat up and battered round, being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's tolerable. Baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been fobbed off and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed. Daycare centres and night schools. Handle me with care. Being stuck in airports, terrorised. Sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody's got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine
guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success. Handle me with care.
Great, very good, fantastic. It was the Travelling Wilburys, I mean the George Harrison Project, live in the studio with Handle With Care. Thank you very much for that, very good. So, shows, you've got lots of shows coming up this year. I think Gary mentioned 40 shows off air.
I think something like that on the calendar for this
wow,
year.
Wow, busy bees, December, busy yeah. bees, yeah. Well, I've got a few of them here that are probably more local to us to tell you about, but also you've got a bit of a journey this weekend, haven't you? Where are you
yeah, off to? We're up in Grantham this week. It's the Guildhall?
Guildhall Arts Centre.
Yeah, Guildhall Arts Centre in Grantham. We were there last year. It's a great audience and we're looking forward to going back again.
Yeah, lovely. Well, all right, I'll read through the list of those closer to here anyway. 2nd of February, Friday, it's Colchester, the Charter Hall. Then Saturday the 17th of February at the South Mills Arts Centre in Bishop Stortford. And then very near us, on the 16th of March, it's the Broadway Theatre in Barking. 18th of July, it's the Chelmsford Civic Theatre. And 5th of October, getting away now, the Princess Theatre in Clacton. Have you got a favourite venue? Probably don't want to say, do you, really, in case you upset anybody.
No, I don't want to say that, no.
Tivoli's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, Tivoli is a lovely venue. The Essex... Exeter Corn Exchange was a great venue as well, wasn't it? That was a great sound.
Where's the Tivoli?
That's in Wimborne.
Dorset. It's Somerset, is it?
Or Dorset.
Dorset, okay.
Yeah, right near it. So we've done a few little venues around there, and they've all been great. I mean, that's the good thing about it. They're all slightly different, but we've been well looked after, haven't we? And we've had some great audiences there as well.
Fantastic. You guys are having the time of your lives, aren't you? Lovely. So tell us where people can find out more about you, where they can contact you if they want to see your gigs, if they want to buy some merchandise or just generally find out about you.
So we're online. Our website is www.thegeorgeharrisonproject.com. And on there you can find out information about us, about where we're playing, about the merchandise, as you say. But we're also on Facebook as well as the George Harrison Project.
Fantastic. Well, all of that will be on the Phoenix FM website later on today, as well as a Listen Again feature, so you can listen back to yourselves. Thanks so much for entertaining us this afternoon, guys. We had a few little gremlins, but it all turned out all right in the end. It's been absolutely brilliant, and you're a very hard-working bunch, and you deserve all the success you're getting. Have a great year of touring, playing all this great music. Before you go, though, we're going to have one last song, again recorded live on stage, and it is an absolute classic, George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps from the Beatles' White Album. Did you hire in Eric Clapton to cover this one? Or?
We've got his deb, Eric Clapton.
Okay, all right.
He happens to be sitting next to me.
Well, he doesn't do a bad job at all on this track, does he? And brilliant recordings from Dave as well, I imagine. You put those together, didn't you?
He's done a cracking job.
Yeah.
Can we just say thank you for inviting us in as well?
You're more than welcome.
Brilliant to see you, mate.
And you're welcome back any time at all. So hope to see you again maybe next year or even sooner. Whatever. So here we are, the George Harrison Project live on stage, and While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
While my guitar gently weeps, bed sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. Look at you all.
Yes, the sound of audience applause sees that. That's where While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the fantastic George Harrison Project. Do yourself a favour and get down to see them. Maybe the Colchester Charter Hall gig on Friday the 2nd of February. And if you want to know how to contact them, probably best go to their website. It's the George Harrison Project, all one word, .com. There you go. Thanks to those guys for entertaining us this afternoon. They've virtually done the show for me today. I've had an easy one today. It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, after the break, a bit of Paloma Faith, I think.